This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
I've got Joe Ball, the Commissioner for LGBTIQA+ communities with me here. Joe, Pride March today. What are you feeling?
I'm feeling very proud. I had the incredible honour of being right up the front, actually, and marching with our Victorian Premier, which I, every time that I, you know, this is the second time I've had the opportunity to march with the Premier, Jacinta Allen, and a number of members of Parliament as well. Of course, the Minister for Equality, Vicky Ward, was there. But I, as somebody who is a little bit older, I remember a time going to Pride parades where politicians didn't want anything to do with us. You know, they because it didn't win them any votes and it didn't help the cause. You know, back in the day, that was just, there was just that distinction. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it always has this impact on me and something I want to share with the younger generation, what it means to some of us to see actually politicians putting their name, putting themselves at the front and standing up for our rights. And so I think that that's an intergenerational storytelling we have to do a little bit. And I definitely, that's what I was thinking today about how proud it was to live in a time where I have actually seen change throughout my life.
Absolutely. You know. Now, we had the 78ers in before from the Mardi Gras, and then we had Rainbow Dads Victoria just in before, and we had the kids in as well. So we're seeing that generation, that cross-generation sort of interaction. Mm. Are you seeing it more in communities out there?
Yeah, I think it's like today I marched with my daughter, you know, and she's 1 year, 4 months, and with my partner. And I think that, again, and someone commented to me the exact same thing, is that, like, it was so family-focused today. It's, you see people that are there. I saw the mum hugs person. You're giving, you know, that iconic mum hugs. And then I saw, obviously rainbow families, rainbow dads. I was there with my own daughter. But then you saw people like, so rainbow families where we've had our own kids, but then the parents of LGBTI people who aren't necessarily part of the community. And I think that is a really amazing change. And we have our older folk who are on the bus, brought to us, by, you know, the assisted by LifeWorks and Switchboard, LifeView and Switchboard both do buses for older folks. And I think that that's an incredibly important part of the parade today.
Now, the Pride Centre here is obviously one of the hubs for the parade, what's going on down here. How's it look, today?
You know, I was here yesterday as well, and I was doing abseiling through the atrium.
Did you do the abseiling?
Yeah, I did the abseiling.
Did you just get a height?
I think what I'd say after that experience, no. Like, it took some gumption. I think stepping off, so what I was, you know, it was from the roof down to the ground. And
so
stepping off
it.
Yeah, and as a, it was like, because it's the atrium.
Right.
If you haven't been to the Pride Centre, you get there this year. It was from the roof and you come through the centre,
Is
the glass, through the glass and through the centre. So I was here yesterday, I was here today, and what I was like, this whole weekend, the whole centre has been so activated. You know, it was absolutely pumping yesterday, it's absolutely pumping today. I can't say it enough. If you have not been to the Victorian Pride Centre, come on down. It is open and you don't have to be part of the LGBTIQA+ community. You can be part of the Victorian community. You can be a visitor. You can be anyone and just come and like take it in. There's a lot to look and see
do. Is Pride March, do you reckon this is one of the events where most of the community organisations get together?
Yeah. I mean, I like one of the things that I've found extremely emotional this year, and I genuinely feel like Pride March this year is perhaps one of the most important, if not the most important parade, Pride March we've ever had.
Why is that?
And I say that following the attack that happened on the Invasion Day protests, people, you know, where a bomb was thrown into the crowd. We've had a terrorist attack in Bondi. We've had a lot of division and a lot of fear about being who we are in public places. And I think that when I am part of that Pride parade today and I looked out at the sheer diversity, we had lifesavers, scouts, you know, parents, people of all different ages, kids, you know, there's the paramedics, there's every part of civil society, all the councils, so many schools were there, and people were wearing their logos representing. And I thought, you know, when we talk a lot about division, I just want to say to the broader community, look what we're doing here today, because this is social cohesion.
Absolutely.
This is, yeah, like the political parties are all here, you know, and we're all doing it together under one big rainbow banner that is about safety, equality, and the right to be in public spaces. So I feel like it feels very deep for me today.
Just quickly before we go, something that we've spoken about before is, of course, we all galvanised in the 80s and 90s with the HIV threat. Mm. And it just reminds me of the power we've got when we all come together.
I think that's right. I think that, you know, no one is ever going to agree on everything always, right? Like that's just that's life. But I think we have so much we can agree with. Like, even if we just agree on the fact that everyone should be able to be in a public space safely to express their views. Everybody should be able to access health services. Everybody should be able to have a family, build a family, be part of a family. And everyone deserves the right to be loved and to express Absolutely. That love. And I like these are, I don't think anyone really disagrees with that, but if we focus on that rather than on some of the things we disagree with, which we still need to talk about, disagreement, like, and I think a lot of the time the disagreement is actually about strategy, is about the how, not the why or what we actually want.
And it can bring you closer together.
I think that's right. I think we've got to get better this year at having difficult conversations and also learning to love ourselves and each other a little bit more, and that being far more important than being an influencer or getting the right, you know, click here and there. Yeah.
Is this a difficult conversation?
No. Is this a difficult conversation? Well, I do think I'm having a really serious conversation. No, right, I am having a serious conversation, and maybe I need to pivot on that.
No. Joe Ball, you mentioned the love. We always feel the love from you throughout the entire community. So thank you so much. And thanks for joining us on our live broadcast. That is Joe Ball, Commissioner for LGBTIQA+ communities. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.